From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It has been an exceptionally bloody series of days in Iraq. More than 60 people have reportedly been killed over the past 4 days in sectarian fighting in the Iraqi town of Balad alone. Balad is about 50 miles north of Baghdad and very close to a major U.S. military base. NPR's Anne Gerrels joins us now from the Iraqi capital, where she's been following developments. Anne, tell us about what's been going on in Balad.
Well, it's basically been a rampage. First, there were what we now learn are 19 Shiites were butchered and left in a Sunni hamlet. They found these bodies with their throats slit, many of them tortured, bound, in an orchard. That was Friday night. Then Shiites from the neighboring predominantly Shiite town of Balad went out seeking revenge. Some say it was militias actually from outside. Some say they were linked to radical cleric Muqtada Sadr or possibly the Badr Brigade, which is linked to one of the largest Shiite parties. Others say the police in town cooperated or at the very least turned their eyes. In any event, armed men began roaming the area looking for Sunnis. There were unofficial checkpoints where armed men demanded IDs. They can tell who's who by their names or tribal names. And a lot of people, we don't know exactly how many, but dozens were killed.
Now, Annie, every day we hear reports of sectarian killings. How does this particular incident fit into the overall picture?
Well, you're right. There have been similar incidents like this for some time, especially in Baghdad, where this kind of tit-for-tat killing is really common. I guess what was striking was that this was in a neighborhood. People knew each other. It was a small place, and you could actually see in a microcosm what was going on. The Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, has said repeatedly militias must be reined in, but nothing's yet been done despite repeated pledges. And it coincided with the cancellation of a reconciliation meeting. That's gone nowhere.
And there are also reports, families describing Shiite militias going door to door, forcing people to clear out and giving them short notice to do so.
We hear this again and again in Balad, here in Baghdad, any number of mixed cities. And what was striking is that the police either couldn't or wouldn't stop the violence.
You say the police. There's another question, I guess, about the U.S. role in all of this. There's, as we said, a major U.S. base very close by.
Yes. The U.S. did not get involved for some time, according to local officials. And today, after there were many complaints the U.S. hadn't done enough, the U.S. military came out with a statement saying it was merely following the lead of Iraqis, that had only intervened at the request of civic and military leaders. The U.S. indeed handed this area over to Iraqi control about a month ago, basically to show that Iraqis are gaining in strength. Privately, some U.S. commanders say this was a test case for how well the Iraqi forces could respond, and unfortunately, once again, they did not respond quickly or well.
And when we talk about the reluctance for Iraqi security forces to get involved in a situation like this, does the makeup of the force have something to do with that?
Absolutely. You know, the police are largely Shiite. Many of them are sympathetic, at the very least, to Muqtada Sadr and other militias. The question at the moment is, what is Sadr up to? I mean, that really is what's going on. Curiously, as all of this violence was going on with his militias apparently involved in a lot of these revenge killings, he came out in Najaf saying, no, you need to obey orders. We shouldn't be part of sectarian violence. We shouldn't be part of evicting people. But clearly he's lost control, or at least control of a significant portion of his militia. And it's unclear what he's going to do about this. He hasn't come out and said he's going to disband his people, but he's sort of saying this general violence is not in the nation's interest.
Anne, thank you.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Anne Gerrels speaking to us from Baghdad.